Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's time for the firm of Harris and Meringue.
I was terrified that I was not going to make the show on time.
Patrick Harris.
Hi, friend.
Danny Meringue.
I'm one of those weirdos.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hi, friends. Welcome in on this fine little Wednesday. First place feels nice, baby. First place feels nice.
Wouldn't know.
First place feels nice.
I stopped counting where the birds were 2 months ago.
You know, I thought they actually were going to have a decent little season.
They had that little spurt of like, oh, they're the best defensive team in baseball.
Yeah, I thought they were going to pull it around.
And it was like, well, if the bats come around, and then the pitching was so horrendous. And
Whoa. Let's back this up for a moment here. I don't know if we can go right into this.
I'm just stoked.
I'm just pumped.
I'm with you.
Brandman's always on me to be my energy up, so I'm just trying to stay up.
There you go.
First place, baby.
We up.
I'm real stoked
about
it.
You enjoyed that last night?
Dude.
Watching somebody's face explode.
Swag walks up to me. He's like, isn't that the most classic Guardians win ever? I was like, yeah, dude. Do you know how difficult it is to watch this team play baseball?
Somebody had to die.
Somebody died last night for us to win. I know. We're going to need David Fry in the playoffs, too.
You were like the Russia in World War II where... You know, they send three guys out with one rifle and just, you know, somebody dies, you pick it up.
Could we not sacrifice the one guy batting over 230? Could we maybe not do that?
Yeah, well.
Let Austin Hedges die on the sword. We got Bo Naylor. We're good.
God. See, how many wins do you guys have right now? You guys are at 85?
85.
For comparison. I mean, God.
Dude, we're in first place and we have a -9 run differential.
Dog.
We give up more runs than we score. How are you in first place?
You're seven games ahead of the Cardinals.
What's their run differential?
-47.
See, that's about right.
Yeah. That's where you should be.
That's where we should be.
Where you should be.
But Alan A, first place. Feels great, baby.
You ready to cash that ticket?
I'm ready to cash that ticket, dude. If Alan A called me and was like, we'll give you 50 right now, do you take it?
And how comfortable do you feel?
Well, I was having a conversation with my buddy last night, and especially as somebody that doesn't gamble, if I can cash in a ticket that I've been sitting on since March, that feels pretty good.
Oh, it does.
Like that $20, you know, that $20 doesn't exist anymore.
No.
I didn't lose that $20. I didn't spend that $20. That $20 just does not exist.
And so now 20 turning into 50 is kind of nice.
I think I would ride it. I think I'm gonna ride it.
I mean, that's what I mean. Like, yeah. But if you said you took 50 or 55, like, so hilariously, I placed a rather sizable bet on a division winner in the NFL, and they were the only team that won in week one in their division, and the cash out was 75%.
Oh wow!
And I went, yeah, because otherwise I have to spend the next 17 weeks waiting for 25%, and I went. No, I'll take that. I'll take that right now.
No, that's good up front.
Yeah, I'm like, so you're telling me I got this in a week?
Yeah, that's like I put $100 on Cleveland to win the Central, and it's May, and they're like, we'll give you $50.
Yeah, and you're like,
or $100, we'll give you $200. Yeah. And you're like, I don't know.
Yeah,
then I might, because the season could go anywhere after that. But this. We got 5 games left, man.
I might
ride it out.
You can call me a coward. I'm a cash out early guy if the number's right.
And that's
because
and that,
because me it don't get me wrong. I like the drug of gambling, sure. And like I'll do that in smaller denomination. But like if I have real money riding, like I've got units on the game, I'm doing math. That's all I'm doing. Mm-hmm. It's cold, calculated math.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's guaranteed. I mean, you are gambling to win money, correct?
Yes. Like, and people joke like, oh, I'm sure you're up like. I am up a lot in my lifetime gambling.
Yeah.
Yes. I
am probably even.
I have never left Vegas without a lot of money in my pocket.
I lost $120 in Vegas in like 30 minutes.
When I went to Summer League this past year.
Yeah.
I paid for my trip and then some.
Man, I'm not good at that.
Look, I'm not counting cards, but I'm kind of Rain Man-y. Just the maths.
Definitely an excellent driver.
Yeah.
Did you just say you're Dustin Hoffman at a card table?
I mean,
what? Answer the question.
You sit me down at a blackjack table, I'm gonna come out ahead. I've played blackjack for more than like a couple hands here. They're like sat down at a table for like 2+ hours. Probably 45, 50 times in my life, I've never walked.
Don't
away
they
the
say
ahead.
That? Don't they say that blackjack is like the worst odds in your favor?
Mm-hmm.
Why does everybody love it so much?
Well, roulette is the worst.
Well, roulette, yeah, but that's obvious. That's so random. So what is it about blackjack that we love so much?
It's pace.
It's pace, yeah. It moves, and counting to 21 is easy.
It's simple.
Yeah.
If I really want to make money, poker.
Yeah.
That's what I'll do.
And all the good money's in craps, too. But that's luck as well.
That's luck, and I've never...
That's the closest odds, yeah. I think, you have to win
it's
money.
It's never been
it's like
my 51, game.
51-49.
But I've seen guys go on, like...
Me too.
Tens of thousands of dollars here.
I don't even know how to play it. I tried to read about how to play it on my way to Vegas and couldn't figure it out and was like, yeah, I'm just not going to gamble.
Yeah. Going and watching somebody on a heater, like just being at the table and like hearing the roar, that's pretty good.
And I know I was at the wrong casino, but at the Palagio, at the... the Venetian. I wanted to play some blackjack, but it was like minimum hands were like $25, and I was like, don't feel good there.
Yeah,
don't feel good there.
Yeah, go about 30 feet over, and when it's, you know, 500.
Oh, I know. I saw those two, and I was like, don't look at them in the face. Don't look at them in the eye.
Yeah, no.
You'll turn to stone.
It's funny, you know, it's Summer League. I remember my first year down there was at 2011, I think.
Okay.
I remember seeing a kit and caboodle of NBA players and coaches.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I was like, oh, that's cool. We're playing blackjack. And I saw the table minimum, and I went, holy crap.
I don't think I need to live in a world where I can hit those table minimums. Like, I don't think that's a healthy spot for Patrick Harris.
I mean, I would like to be able to say I can.
Yeah, I know.
It'd be pretty dope.
I think I'm just going to be cool with where I am now. It's like I drive by the Powerball sign every day.
Yeah.
I drive by it every day, and the thought always glances through your mind, and I'm just like, I might be better off right here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you ever want to see who you truly are, give you power
give
and money.
Yeah. I don't think that's a good
power thing. Power and money, man. You want to find out what kind of a person you are. There you go. You'll find out real quick.
Yeah. Not into that.
I mean, it's a tough place to be. It's a tough place to be. It's a tough place that for science, I'm willing to take on. I'm willing
in the interest of science.
Yeah, just for pure experimental purposes. If you want to give me millions of dollars and a bunch of influence and power, I will see what I can do.
Glad you're taking one for the team. I mean, you and David Fry are fallen soldiers today.
Right? I'm throwing myself on the sword and being like, look, I know this is something nobody else wants to do, but...
The funny thing is, though, now millions of dollars really isn't that much money anymore.
Well, let me find out. Because if I could start my day with a personal massage every day, Like
if I didn't have to come here and hang out with you every day,
dog, you know what I mean? Like people are always like, if you had $1 billion, what would you do? And don't get me wrong, a nice house, all those kind of things. But like my day would start with like a live-in masseuse.
I
would start my day getting stretched out and like getting massaged and like unbreaking my body as much as humanly possible.
What would I do with $1 billion? Honestly, a lot of nothing.
Yeah.
I would do a lot of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And doing nothing is free. So yeah. Why don't I do that now?
Because you have to have the money to have the time. That's a thing.
That's lame.
Yeah.
Because I'm really good at doing nothing.
Right?
I'm great at doing nothing.
Yeah. Sometimes it's fun.
Yeah, it does get boring, though.
It does.
I know. That's why it's like, you ask that question, would you quit your job if you won all this money? And it's like, I would.
Your immediate reaction was yes. Mine was like,
I would, because like there's so much about this job that I love. Like, this is the job I want to do for the rest of my life. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that have similar jobs or middle of the road or
competing radio company.
Middle of the road or something you really hate. And if you hate your job, honk your horn. Beep, beep.
Oh God. So many horns. So many horns.
But I think it's just that one day you get up and you're like, man, I don't feel like doing this today. And then you usually get fired.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I've jokingly said,
like, this is a job. We're here every day. And yes. We got to do this every day. And you got to bring it every day.
And I have said this since I've gotten this job. I've said it on the air. I don't even know how many times. I have not gotten up once and not wanted to come to work because of work. Now,
truth.
Now, because of like how I feel, like post-surgery or stuff
feel,
in my life.
I feel terrible today.
We all know. We can tell.
I did drink a little bit last
night.
Oh,
no way.
I'm not hungover, though. No, I got a weird stomach thing going on. I thought I was going to throw
because of the
night.
Booze?
No, I thought I was going to throw.
You've got ulcers.
No, I don't. I take medication for that.
What? God.
Prescription strength. Industrial strength.
Fan text line. Give Danny power and money. I bet he's hunting humans on his private island within 2 weeks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Eventually, it'll be just spears and bows and arrows, too. At first, it's going to be like automatic rifles.
No, come on. We'll keep it, Sammy. We'll make it fair.
Okay. Handguns only.
No. Long rifles, but bolt action only.
Bolt action only. I mean, they don't have bolt action,
but you do. I do. You know.
Oakley doakley. Well, we do got a great, great show lined up for you today on this Wednesday. Noah Eagle, the great Noah Eagle, will join us at 11:30, as we'll spend a lot of today kind of looking forward to the Ducks-Penn State day. We have Tyson Alger on at 10:30, as we always do, for a half hour. And Wednesdays kind of end up being our day to preview whatever the Ducks got going on this weekend. We'll let the other boys take care of that throughout the rest of the week, and we'll definitely check in on it come Friday as well. So if you're a Ducks fan, you want to hear about that, get into it now. This weird Blazers situation that just kind of popped up on our radars today, we'll get to that in the 11 o'clock hour. And obviously, my quarterback, now not my quarterback, having surgery is the big news of the day. But we'll start with a slight little peek at Penn State, Oregon, as Danny and I kind of teased it yesterday and had a little convo with the brand man today about it. How will this happen, and would it shock you? 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
10:17 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it, baby. We are live. First place live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. 503-864-6326. I do not want to be around.
I say, does that make your tummy curl?
No. Again, I think it's a food thing in me. I tried to eat a croissant this morning to use like the breadish to soak up whatever's in my stomach. I don't know. It's just being funky. 503-864-6326 is like the fan text line.
I like how you say croissant.
Croissant.
Look, you didn't say croissant. You just went croissant.
Croissant.
You snuck it in there.
Did I?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to. There's also the YouTube chat, youtube.com/1051thefan, where you can hang out with us. We're always having a wild time in there. A lot to get to today, but one thing that I do kind of love about having Tyson on Wednesdays and not having him Thursday or Friday is I feel like it gives us the chance to give our terrible hot takes on what's going to happen with the Ducks.
Hey!
Beat you to it, everybody.
I have what I want to happen.
Are you willing to share this? Because you've talked to me about this.
I want Penn State to go and throttle Oregon because it would make me laugh. I would chuckle all the way home. I think Oregon's going to beat the crap out of Penn State.
I actually think so, too. I was talking, Brandman came in, you know.
I don't believe
he goes down to Eugene on Tuesdays to do some of his sideline duty rep stuff. And I was asking him just, hey, how was Eugene? I mean it more from like a friend to friend. Yeah. How was Eugene? He goes, oh, good trip, blah, 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 blah. And I go, how they look? He goes, ooh, they look ready.
Yeah.
And that's like the big difference here. I firmly, there's a lot of aspects. Dante Moore versus Drew Aller, okay? That Penn State's defense is going to be nasty. Mm-hmm. That defense versus Oregon's defense. Which offense can move on defense? Blah, 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 blah.
As great as Oregon's running backs are, Penn State on paper has better running backs. On paper.
The question for me, this whole game for me, boils down to James Franklin versus Dan Lanning.
Yeah.
And...
well, to an extent, yes, but to me, it's Aller and Moore. And while Moore is untested, quote-unquote, Aller has failed a lot of tests.
And James Franklin has failed a lot of tests. Now, Drew Lanning has some bad hiccups.
Look, people
Dan,
are gonna
Dan Lanning has some bad pickups.
The Ohio State game notwithstanding, what big matchup has he won?
That's a great question.
And again, this is not a shot at Lanning.
I know.
Think Lanning is phenomenal.
I know. But it's two bad losses to UW. It's a really bad loss to Georgia.
Three?
Oh, it is three.
Three.
And it's that one bad one to Georgia.
And then it's Ohio State.
But there's something about Lanning. Lanning is on a trajectory, though.
So was Franklin.
Exactly. So was Franklin. Mm-hmm. Like, I already know this story.
Remember Missouri, James Franklin to Penn State?
Right.
It was like, oh, and then it's, he can't,
We had this conversation with Danny Cannell yesterday about tell me the last 20 minutes of the movie with Dabo Swinney.
Mm-hmm.
I know the last 20 minutes
the
of James Franklin.
No.
You know, I mean, we've talked about it at length that outside of Dabo getting a third title this year, James Franklin gets the most credit with a title this year.
Yes. I mean, Lanning would certainly ascend, but Franklin would be like...
it'd be like, finally, you did it. And that's the thing. Like, I know some Ducks fans are, like, ready and waiting for Lanning to really make that push. But I'll tell you what, if Lanning has this thing going like it's going now and they don't win a title in the next 3-4 years, I'm not freaking out. But the clock is on for James Franklin. I think the clock is seriously on for him and has been for a while. After Gundy gets fired, you look at that list of the top tenured coaches on there. James Franklin's on that list. And I know it took a little bit. Penn State had some ups and downs. We're not always competing at this level, but this is 2 years in a row now, man. And this is big boy, Big Ten, where it's the top of the Big Ten and then the rest kind of falls off. And you've lived in that world for 2 years now, deservedly. When are you going to pay off? Lanning has a leash. I don't know how much of a leash Franklin has.
I'm 100% there with you. And again, there's probably some Duck fans doing. You're just saying that. No.
They beat Penn State in the Big Ten championship. I'm reminded that on the text line. I forgot about that. Yeah, yep. That's a big win.
That arguably Lanning's biggest win. Mm-hmm.
Well, outside of Ohio State.
Well, I mean, with the most on the table.
Yes.
It's a Big Ten conference title, right? And that's the thing. Lanning at least has the one now. He got that off his back because the UW one was, you know.
He did have a UW problem. Well, he kind of had a Caleb DeBoer problem, it felt like.
Michael Penix problem.
Yeah, Michael Penix,
that's,
too.
That's really what it was. But Lanning's ascending. I don't know if Franklin's. It's kind of funny. We're talking about Franklin, like, plateauing. But the plateau is really freaking good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many programs in the country wouldn't want James Franklin as their coach?
Oh,
Five, six?
Oh, a top quarterback, and you're back to, like, Penn State of the 90s where you're throwing dudes into the NFL on defense?
And they still are.
Yeah. I mean, they got guys on that team they think are better than Abdul Carter.
Denai Sutton is a
Sutton, they think he's better
monster.
Than Abdul Carter. Like, are you kidding me? No. My voice does that when I say it.
I mean, they're a really good team. They've got a great offensive line. They've got a great running back room. Again, Aller could be a very good college quarterback. I do not buy him in the NFL one bit.
Oh, no, not at all.
If you were telling me, like, I have $1,000 to invest in NFL stock on Drew Aller or Dante Moore, I'm not, like, world beater on Dante Moore, but he has already made more throws where I went, oh, than I've ever seen Drew Aller make where I went, whoa. Normally when Drew Aller makes a big throw, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, I think I heard Dirt say it on the show this morning. His longest pass this year is 42 yards.
Aller?
Yeah. But I don't know if that's... I'd have to look at the tape and see, is that
they played nobody.
42 yards in the air? Yeah. Or is that like an 18-yard pass that a dude broke for another 20?
Like I said, the throw that Moore had this weekend to Malik Benson on the sideline, the ball just jumped out of his hand, and I went, that's an NFL throw.
And that's where it comes down to this. I think the Drew Aller point is super, super valid. I think Oregon... These defenses are both nasty. And
they're probably two of the three or five best defenses.
Two of the
in
best,
country.
Two of the top five, for sure.
If you want to put a top four together, Oregon, Penn State, Miami, LSU,
Ohio State
or Florida,
maybe Texas. Yeah,
like
yeah,
that's the group.
That's
like
up there.
You're in that group,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm. is a good group to be.
Good group to be in.
Yeah, real nice place to be in. I think this Oregon offense, to your point about Drew Aller, and I'll take it a step in a different direction, because I'm with you. I'm not a big Drew Aller guy. I think you're probably down on him more than I am, but I'm not really up on him. I just think this Oregon offense can operate in many different ways. They're
going to
be able to throw so much different stuff. And it's not just the 10 guys that can carry the ball. It's just looks, size, speed, whether it's Kenyon Sadiq or Moore on the outside. Like, those are two different passing options. You've got these different backs. Moore can run if he needs to. I think that will be too much for him, and that's why I'll take Oregon in this game. Not to just even cover the spread. I'll take him outright. Money line, the whole shebang. And I don't even gamble.
You're taking the 3.5?
For sure, dude. I think Oregon's going to win this game. I think Oregon wins this game by like 10.
We get the jersey reveal today, right?
Oh, I don't know. Do they do that on Wednesdays?
It's Wednesdays.
Wednesday jersey.
I don't know if they moved this one around.
Look, man, as somebody who used to live in a conference against these dudes all the time, let me tell you how much I could care less about jersey reveal. It just makes me so angry.
Well, they're,
as a little brother school, I'm just like, man, screw you guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're doing something cool. For
I'm sure they are. But they're wearing white because Oregon's coming to town in Penn State, right?
Well, Penn State wears the white pants with the blue jersey.
I know. We were having this conversation on the YouTube chat yesterday. Mm. It pisses me off that they're like, all y'all wear white. We're going to wear blue.
Yeah, it's
but
like,
you guys wear white.
Why aren't you
wearing...
I don't
like that.
It's like, wear the white.
I don't like that.
I know you're the home team, but wear the white.
Yep, I know the blue is home, but you can't...
this you can't
is
have a white
for
out.
Me
yeah,
and
this,
not for thee.
No, this is a white out. Like, if you're going to white out, then you go white.
Yeah, I think they go white.
I mean, Oregon, what are they going to do?
I think they do white, and Oregon does that bright, old-school green. Would be dope on TV under the lights.
White jersey, green pants?
I don't know. They'll probably do like they'll probably do the silver tip wing thing.
They can't have a white helmet.
Can't have a white helmet.
Because Penn State's wearing a white helmet, and they can't have white pants because Penn State's wearing the white pants. So how they split this up is going to be interesting.
White top, light green pants, light green helmet. They should do the old duck, the Donald duck.
Yeah. No, it's a good look. It's a good look. I'm interested to see just kind of what the clash is going to be. You know? For big matchups, I always love good jersey matchups.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to ask Noah Eagle. That's the first question I'm going to ask him. How do you like take in the atmosphere while still doing your job.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I would just be like, wow. So,
yeah, because the
Patrick Harris here on the call. And yeah. Wow.
Because Beaver Stadium's under construction, so it's not 100,000 right now. It's like 80,000.
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah. Hold on. What's it at? Beaver Stadium. Current capacity. Yeah, I know they changed something about it. It's temporarily reduced to 106,000. My bad.
Somebody telling me they're doing Combat Duck. Is that what this is? The old, like, Demaryius Thomas kind of days?
I haven't seen the release yet, so I don't know. I just searched for it, couldn't find it. So I think it's supposed to come out here in a little bit.
Well, it'll be real fun. We'll bring in Tyson Alger next, and we'll chat with him. We'll clean up a little bit from the Civil War with him. Just takeaways from the game, the future of the rivalry, and that kind of stuff. And then we'll get into his thoughts on Penn State and the game of the week. We'll get to all that next. But first, there's Rust with Sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, he joins us every single Wednesday for a half hour. Kindly lends his time to us. He is Tyson Alger, Lookout Springfield, Eugene, and the I-5 corridor. Tyson, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. I'm over here laughing at my own jokes, so maybe it's going to be a good day. I don't know.
there's worse starts, you know?
We'll start on a little cleanup duty from the Civil War. Anything really to take away from that in your world?
Not a ton. I mean, it was nice to see a 7-7 ball game at the end of the first quarter, I guess, if you were looking for some sort of competitive football game there. But, you know, I think ultimately, I think after like the 50 rushing yards Oregon State had in the first half, I think, or in the first quarter, they had like 20 the rest of the way. So, you know, if you wanted to be concerned about anything from Oregon's perspective, maybe you look at that second drive Oregon State had where it was, I think, 13 plays, 60 some odd yards, and they really controlled the ball. But after that, things got back to business as usual, and Oregon looked pretty dominant, and they look ready heading into Penn State this weekend.
As you said, it's Penn State. We're finally here. Both teams are finally playing somebody for the first time this season. Set the table for us. We're doing this all week because it's such a big game, not only for Oregon, but for maybe it's one of the biggest games in the country this week, although we have a ton of them now. This slate is absolutely juiced, but this looks like it's going to set the table for what could end up being a Big Ten championship for either Oregon or Penn State, or at least an appearance in that game. Just with the way things are kind of structuring up, you've got Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State, and Indiana throwing their hat in the ring. What are you looking for in this game, as neither of these teams have really been tested yet?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of the funny thing about this game is we've been for weeks now saying, like, yeah, Oregon's looked really good, but they haven't played anybody. But Penn State's essentially gone through the same thing. You know, no disrespect to Villanova and Nevada and that mighty bye week that they just played. But, you know, the one kind of differentiating factor between these two teams is, you know, Penn State has a veteran quarterback in Drew Aller. They have two very veteran running backs coming back, that, and one of them's averaging 8 yards per carry. So this is, you know, two teams that haven't been quite tested yet, but Oregon, we just haven't seen these specific guys, whether it be Dante Moore, DeCorgan Moore, some of the guys on defense play not only an opponent of this level, but play in the atmosphere of this level. Primetime game in state college, college game days in town, wide out, like that's as tough as it gets in college. And I'm just excited because it feels like this Oregon Penn State thing is turning into a little bit of a rivalry here. I know when the Ducks joined the Big Ten, you know, everyone was thinking about Ohio State and probably Michigan because they were coming off of the national title, but Penn State's kind of an outlier in this conference. They're very good. They don't have a natural rival either. Like, you know, they're not Ohio State's rival. They're not Michigan's rival. They're looking for somebody. And between the Big Ten championship game last year, this game coming up this year, a potential rematch down the road, Oregon Penn State could turn into one of the kind of anticipated games every year or every other year, whenever it ends up happening.
Tyson Alger joins us, I-5 Corridor. I have this opinion, and if you disagree, please, by all means, I have this opinion that I think this game is more important for James Franklin than for Dan Lanning. And because of that, I could see Penn State playing a little desperately. Does that play in to Oregon's favor, or does that make it tougher?
For one, I agree with you. You know, this is James's 12th year with Penn State. Like, they've gotten close a few times, but boy, you talk about a program that kind of positioned itself to be, you know, we're going to finally get out of Ohio State and Michigan's shadow. And then Oregon comes into the conference and it's just another top level team they have to deal with. Like, this is a big game. This is a big season for, James Franklin, just because, like, you don't really have any excuses, and the schedule plays out for you this year as well. So, yeah, like, they might be playing a little bit more desperate. They might be playing a little bit more aggressive, but I think that's probably what, if you're a road team like the Ducks going into a game like this, you want a home team that's maybe playing a little bit out of their shoes. You know, you want them playing and treating this game a little bit differently, because I think Oregon's going to try to be as straightforward as they can in this game and you know, try to you know, cut down on turnovers, do the whole, you know, take it one rep at a time, you know, all those sorts of cliches. So if Penn State's getting a little too up for this home game, you know, maybe that throws a little variance into how they play. But yeah, I think this is a massive game. I think this, if Penn State wins, it's going to be one of the first times that, like, they're kind of in the front runner position, and it should be national title expectations for them. And for Oregon, yeah, it's a big game for them. I think a lot of this season is still a little bit of not bonus, but it's just, you know, we didn't know what the expectation should be for this team coming into this year. So, yeah, I do think there's more pressure on Penn State coming into this game.
With that pressure, I want to come at this from the other side, typically, you know, because we're here in Oregon, and this is the Oregon fan base. We want to know, where is Oregon strongest? Where do they have the advantage? Where does Penn State have the advantage in this game?
I think their rushing attack is incredibly sound. You know, it's not only like two guys that can do it, but like they're varied in size. They're both experienced. You know, if you look back at that Big Ten title game last year, I think they rushed for 297 yards. And it was one of those things where I was like, ooh, like that looks rough, but the Ducks won the game. Let's move on to Ohio State. You know, it was kind of easy to brush off. But then as you saw in that Ohio State game, you know, Oregon's defense was susceptible to be beaten just about everywhere. And so coming into this year, obviously we talked a lot more about the offense just because that's kind of where some of the highlight players are. But this is a defense that when Northwestern was able to string together some plays or some drives together, they were able to run it up the middle. When Oregon State was able to string together some drives and some plays, they were able to run it up the middle. And so I think Penn State's kind of looking at that and being like, you know, this was the recipe for success last game. We just didn't score enough points to, we didn't limit the Ducks to enough points to beat them. But I think they're looking at that tape and going, this is probably the recipe again this season.
We were talking earlier that, you know, Oregon and Penn State probably have two of the top five, definitely top 10 defenses in the country, and I maybe body-wise, personnel-wise, I might like the Penn State defense a little bit better. But do you see the dynamic ability of this offense and how many different hats it's wearing, how many different schemes Will Stein puts out there? Do you see that being a super challenge for Penn State because it, whether it's Fast Moore on the outside or big man Sadiq or the 50 guys we got running the football, will that catch them off guard, or is that D-line just that sound that it'll absorb it?
I mean, it's going to be a huge challenge, especially, you know, this is going to be the first test for Oregon's rebuild offensive line, which has played fantastic through the season's first 3 or 4 weeks. I think they allowed their first sack of the season last week, which compared to a year before, I think Dylan Gabriel was taken down 8 or 9 times in the first 2 weeks of the year. So the line is ahead of where it was last year. But the thing I really do like about Oregon's offense is, you know, there's not really like one specific guy to shut down. You know, they've been spreading it out to all the receivers. I think 10 guys caught passes last game, but you have two very bona fide guys where if you need them to go make a play, like they can go do it, whether it be Sadiq, get him the ball in space and tell him to go beat a guy. He's going to win just about every one-on-one matchup. But the other thing I've been really impressed with is, you know, DeCorian Moore, I thought he was going to come in and be a little bit more of like a Tez Johnson slasher burner sort of guy. But as a downfield threat, he's so good at adjusting midair and being able to position his body to catch some of those balls. And Dante Moore also throws a really, really nice back shoulder pass. So, you know, some of the high level stuff that you need to see to probably win a game like this, the Ducks have been pretty good at when they've had to take those chances. But I've also just been really impressed with their ability to take the simple things and to take advantage of what the defense is giving them. Obviously, this is a game where you're probably not going to be given quite as much as you were the first month of the season, but I like the ways in which Oregon's offense can attack.
We'll take a little break and we'll come back. We'll keep Tyson with us as we finish looking at the rest of how this Penn State-Oregon game will play out. And we'll tell you what we think, and I'll be fascinated to hear what you think. He's Tyson Alger, the I-5 Corridor. Look out, Eugene Springfield. Sticking with us right here, Portland Sports Leader 105.1, The Fan. As he does every single Wednesday from 10:30 to 11, 2 seconds. We get him for 2 seconds. He is Tyson Alger, the I-5 Corridor. Look out, Eugene Springfield. Still with us on the line.
Tyson, we were talking about this before you came on, and it feels like it's so long ago that James Franklin was the ascending head coach, and now he's kind of plateaued. We kind of answered this a little bit, but I wonder if you look at this kind of the same trajectory, like in the sense of, like we were talking about Monday night's football game, you know, the Ravens and the Lions, like who, if somebody loses, who does it mean more for? If Franklin loses this game, another kind of big matchup, it's a rematch of the Big Ten, is this a more punishing loss than it could be a potential win for Lanning?
Oh, that's a good question.
I get one every now and
then. Yeah, you know, I appreciate that. I think so, because, you know, I think if Oregon goes into this game and let's say they play well, but they come away with like a loss, I think you come back to Eugene and the vast majority of the fan base is like, hey, you know what, this is a young team. They played well on the road. Penn State's a good team. That's a tough environment. We'll give you that one. I think with Penn State, you know, this is a program that's supposed to be peaking. They don't have a whole lot of it. They don't have many excuses in terms of like what their roster needs this year. They have the most experienced quarterback in the Big Ten. They reloaded through the portal at receiver, at linebacker, at defensive back. Like they have everything you need. And I think the big concern out at Penn State is just like, is this the guy that can win you the big games? Is he the guy that can kind of like take you above that hump? And, you know, if you're facing two losses to Oregon within like a 6-game span or so, which is a program, you know, from their perspective, Oregon's a program on the rise and is a big challenge for them and a big obstacle. And if Oregon comes in and continues to assert themselves, yeah, I think if you're Penn State, you kind of look and go like, can this guy beat not only these guys, but can they beat Ohio State? Can they regularly contend at the top of the Big Ten? So I don't think the world is crashing in for the Ducks if they lose this game, but I think at Penn State, while it's still early in the season, and yes, Oregon's a very good team, I think you might start to get some of those whispers again that kind of come around every time Penn State finishes a little bit lower than expected every year.
I'll flip that on its head. I thought you made a great point, and I'm fully with you that there's so much wait and see with this Oregon team. Like, expectations to be competitive, but maybe it's playoff and lose a game is best case scenario, or kind of the bar, I guess. how difficult is it going to be for all of us to not get over our skis if Oregon does win this game? Let's say they do win this game and win this game comfortably. Is it fair to start talking national title, or do we need to remind ourselves that this team still is young and has a lot of questions?
You know, it's funny because we'll be here this week saying that both of these teams haven't played anybody and we don't know how good either of them are. So, you know, let's say Oregon goes in and wins and then we find out later on that Penn State's not that good. You know, you can be humbled by that a little bit. But at the same time, if Oregon goes and wins this game, they're going to be top three in the country. If Oregon goes in and wins this game, if Dante Moore plays a decent role in that, there's a very good chance he's going to be the Heisman front runner in a week's time. And we're going to be well on our way to looking at potential playoff matchups. And we're going to be talking about the bye and all of those things that kind of came up last year. But I do think, you know, the one thing that will probably give Oregon fans a little bit of a pause is we did go through all of this last year, right? You know, they beat Ohio State in the middle of the season. They moved to number one. They were number one for, you know, what seems like two to three months. And then it really came crashing down on them at the end of the season. So I think this will, if they win this game, it will elevate expectations just because it's kind of proof of concept. It's proof of what we've seen. But against a good quality team, I think it will be fair to then start looking, you know, later in the schedule. But at the same time, it's still way too early in the season. And I think just last year was way too much of a crash at the end of it for people to really start going title or bust here in week five.
All right. Very important question we got on the fan text line. How's your squash game?
Dude, it's coming along pretty well. You know, I had a little bit of a shoulder injury during the summer, put on a couple of LBs, but you know, we're tightening now. We're slimming down. We're getting that cardio back. Yeah, I know you guys look at me and probably assume that this guy can probably run for hours, but
absolutely.
But you know, we're working on that. You know, we're improving.
Hey, good for you, man. I gain LBs and I don't have an injury. I'm just lazy. All right, meat and potatoes. Oregon wins this game. How and how do you see this game playing out?
Oregon wins this game if they don't turn the ball over. If Dante Moore continues to make the same smart decisions that he's made for most of the season, let's take that Northwestern heat check throw out of the equation. Other than that, he's not forced throws. He's run it out of bounds when he's needed to. If he can continue to play like that and not the version of what we saw of him at UCLA, I think Oregon's going to have a very good opportunity. They also need to limit. I'm going to say it's probably going to help if they keep Penn State below 300 rushing yards. I'm just going to throw that out there. I know that's a wild concept, but if Oregon can keep that somewhat in check and Dante Moore is able to play to his capabilities, I think Oregon can win this game. So I'm going to say 35-28 Ducks.
Mm-hmm. We live in that world too. Although yeah. I live in maybe a 10-point world. I like this. I like there's just something about this Oregon offense and how versatile it is and how different it looks on, like I was saying, whether it's Moore on the outside or Sadiq in the middle or, you know, the 10 guys that can run the ball. I think it'll be hard for them to kind of see what's coming at them. So that's why I kind of like it.
It's just an incredibly efficient offense that also has game-breaking potential because they can smoothly move the ball upfield by spreading it around, but you know, at any given point, Kenyon Sadiq could go hurdle a dude and turn it to six. So I like how that plays on the road.
Yeah, maybe the most dangerous thing coming out of this game is, does Will Stein look even better as a potential head coach after this
exactly.
game? That's probably what you're worried about the most if you're a Duck fan.
Yeah, there's. I think there's a couple of jobs open, if I'm not mistaken.
Just a few. All right, well, thank you, amigo. Enjoy the game and have a wonderful weekend. It should be a ton of fun.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tyson.
That's Tyson Alger, the I-5 Corridor. Look out, Eugene Springfield. He joins us every single Wednesday during the Oregon Ducks season to chat the football squad and the big game going into Penn State this weekend. Friendly reminder, you can catch all Ducks coverage right here on the Fan Sports Network. Pregame, our local pregame with Andy Dirt Johnson and Anthony Newman. And then we've got Jerry and Jorgie's pregame, the game itself. And then postgame with Jordan Schultz and Joe Fisher, right? Like a hell of a day.
I'm babe.
A hell of a day.
Okay, fun game. Well, look, we're going to continue doing Ducks and Penn State. We've got somebody who's going to be on the call here just a little bit that we'll dive into. But at some point in time, we're going to have to dive into the rest of the slate this week because, this slate is loaded.
It's really stupid.
This is one of the slates that we looked at when we were picking weeks this season. This was one of those ones where, like, this has potential to be juicy.
I know. I'm so stoked.
Every window's jacked.
I'm so stoked about this Oregon-Penn State game, but I might be more stoked about Ole Miss-LSU. I really might.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's a lot there.
I just got Kiffin in my blood. When we come back, Danny, I'm going to need to borrow you for a moment.
Go on.
What the hell's going on with the Blazers? Can you enlighten me on this? Because I am confused. Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.